This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A social media troll factory owned by Russian mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin to allegedly influence public opinion in the United States and other countries has reportedly been disbanded. The latest fallout from the stunning mutiny he staged with the Wagner Group fighters in June. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
The U.S. government and European Union have long accused Prigozhin of funding an organization known as the Internet Research Agency, which Washington says is a troll farm that tried to meddle in the 2016 presidential election. Prigozhin himself has previously admitted to interfering in U.S. elections and that he founded and financed the organization, although the Kremlin has always denied any interference.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will participate this week in his first multilateral summit since the armed rebellion rattled Russia. Leaders will reconvene virtually on Tuesday for a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, a security grouping founded by Russia and China to counter Western allies from East Asia to the Indian Ocean. At least two people were killed, 28 others injured, about half of them children, in a mass shooting in Baltimore, Maryland early Sunday.
The shooting took place after a neighborhood posse and left an 18-year-old woman and 20-year-old man dead. Police said they're searching for multiple suspects and are urging the community to come forward with any information or videos. They also said the injured range from 13 to 32 years old, and that nine people were still hospitalized with wounds from gunfire as of Sunday afternoon, including a few in critical condition. The tragedy rattled the city of Baltimore, 40 miles north of Washington, D.C., at the start of the 4th of July holiday weekend.
And that is Reuters' Diane Toe, and this is VOA News. Politicians and activists are divided on the potential repercussions of a series of U.S. Supreme Court decisions this past week. While some praise the conservative justices who make up a majority on the nine-member court, others are questioning whether their rulings will hurt some minorities. Details from VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias.
The LGBTQ community, student loan borrowers, and those who could have benefited from race-conscious admission policies at universities are still assessing the potential fallout from last week's decisions by the Supreme Court. Former Vice President Mike Pence, who appeared on the ABC television network, dismissed concerns the end of the affirmative action policy could negatively impact diversity in U.S. colleges and universities.
I have every confidence that African Americans and other minority Americans are going to continue to compete and succeed in universities around the country, but we're going to do it with a colorblind society that I think is the aspiration of every American.
Activists fighting for racial equity are skeptical. Washington.
Thousands of hotel workers in Southern California walked off the job on Sunday demanding higher pay and better benefits and what the union is calling the largest strike in its history. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Attorneys general from 10 states are suing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, saying its failure to review and ensure emission standards for residential wood-burning stoves has allowed the continued sale of appliances that unduly worsen pollution. They say that means programs that encourage people to trade in older stoves and other wood-burning appliances, such as forced air furnaces, haven't necessarily improved air quality. The states Alaska, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington are all involved in the action. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Argentinians took to the streets Sunday to demand justice for a young woman that has been missing for over a month, Reuters' Gabe Singer.
Cecilia Strzaskowski went missing June 1st in a case that has gripped the nation. Her husband Cesar Sena and his parents, Amarenciano Sena and Marcela Acuna, were taken into custody and charged with murder after authorities found human remains on the Sena family property. Supporters with placards and pink balloons accompanied Strzaskowski's mother, Gloria Romero, on the march. An additional four people have also been arrested for possible involvement in the case.
Heavy flooding has displaced thousands of people around China as the capital had a brief respite from sweltering heat. The National Climate Center said Monday that Beijing had 9.8 straight days when temperatures exceeded 35 degrees Celsius. I'm Tom.